Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here as we kick off the third hour of this live Saturday episode of the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
Nicholas Mamie.
And the captain. We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. Again, it can be about whatever you want. We've talked about El Salvador and what's going on there with a Bitcoin mandate. Or is it a Bitcoin nightmare? Because the government app is just a cluster F.
When government tries to implement technology, this is what happens.
Yeah. Counter protests by people who aren't necessarily against cryptocurrency. They're just against the mandate. They're against the government, you know, teaming up with some private company and funneling taxpayer money to them.
I don't think I've ever heard of anti cryptocurrency protest.
Never.
Like,
never.
This has to be the first one.
Well, and this isn't per se anti-crypto. It's anti-cronyism. It's anti-mandates.
Well, he said anti-Bitcoin. At least the caller did, and they were wearing.
Well, that's how they're summing it up,
right? So that's of course what the common denominator, the general people, like the regular folk, are going to.
If anyone out there feels the need, I encourage you to make an anti-Bitcoin protest. We could really use more anti-Bitcoin protests because. It'd be nice if a few people knew what it was.
Let's go back to the phones here, though. We got Pam. She's on the line. She called in about the vaccine, saying the big secret is they don't work at all. Pam, go ahead with your thoughts. Do we lose Pam? Pam going once? Pam going twice? We'll put Pam back on hold. She was there, and then she was. Oh, there she is. There she is.
I've noticed that people are still coming down with COVID, even though they've been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. And they've noticed that the vaccinated are also able to continue to transmit COVID to people.
I in fact, read about a cruise ship where everybody on the cruise, you had to prove you were vaccinated before you could get on the cruise, and they did that, and they got sick.
And I think the reason why it seems to work so well on a cruise ship, and they did point out some military ships where sailors were also getting more ill than in everyday life, is the fact that they're breathing each other's air over and over again in the enclosed spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is contributing to the more severe cases. And they said that they tried using some hydroxychloroquine on these sailors in that one ship, and it didn't work. Well, they waited until they were nearly dead, and all of these guys had rebreathed.
Yeah, that's the thing about a lot of the things that can help with this have to be applied early, or they don't help at all.
And the load was so heavy from rebreathing each other's air that all of them were just probably just walking viruses, you know.
Overwhelmed
completely, and I think that's why it went up so high on the cruise ship, because those three people, if they were attending some other kind of activities where they all got together and then left, well, the leaving would allow them to breathe the clean air, and while they were together would be the only time they would be rebreathing the mutual air, and maybe not as many would have come down with it. I think it has a lot to do with how much virus you breathe in and how much time you spend around other people that are carrying it, how many people you're around that are carrying it, as to how serious it actually hits certain people.
Yeah, that's called a viral load, and there's a very big difference between passing someone on the street and standing there in front of them and having a conversation.
Exactly.
You know, something else they did, Pam, was they changed the definition of vaccine. Have you heard about this?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, they changed the definition, not just the CDC, but, like, Merriam-Webster went along with it, right? So, like, they're...
Oh, to ignore natural immunity?
No. What they've done is they've changed it from basically talking about, like, it's a preparation of a weakened or killed bacteria introduced into... or virus introduced into the body to prevent a disease by stimulating antibodies against it. That's the old definition. Other older definitions refer to, you know, the creation of immunity. The new definition, they do actually update it to include the mRNA thing, but also to, quote, stimulate a preparation that is administered to stimulate the body's immune response against a specific infectious disease. So they changed the definition to mean that a vaccine could mean just that stimulates their immune response, not that necessarily you'll be just, immune.
Just throwing this out here, but by that definition, a mosquito is a vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Allergies are a vaccine.
Yeah. So the fix is in. Pam, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Yeah. Kiva owner, host, Eddie Erica. This is from Insider Radio, running for mayor of Albuquerque 2 weeks ago. Albuquerque Journal, ABQ mayoral candidate faces legal challenge. That's 1 week ago. This is a story. Two more left. Petition filed to remove mayoral candidate Eddie Uragan from the ballot. That's 1 week ago. KOB4 and KRQE13 one day ago. Talk show host Eddie Uragan stays in the mayoral race despite petition over residency. So here's the skinny. So today on the wonderful KKKOB radio Accumulus station, corporate monster Jim Villanucci. So as they've been doing for several weeks now, and I confirmed that they have an order from their management. If anybody says Eddie Uragan, they are to be dumped. And so when I said Eddie Uragan on Jim Villanucci's show today on KKKOB, they dumped me. And here's an interesting part. This is where this lawsuit thing started. They had the reporter from KOB4 came in to interview the new candidate, Eddie Uragan. And you expect that a candidate interview to go a certain way. They kind of go a certain way. We want to know about the candidate. Mm-hmm. Turns out that Chris Ramirez is the investigative reporter for KOB. And he comes in, and the only question he's interested in when he's interviewing the potential next mayor of Albuquerque, a market of over a million people, he wants to know about Eddie's residence, because Eddie had a divorce and he got rid of the home, the family home, and he moved into his business space until he finds a new home, a replacement home. And so the investigative reporter, Chris Ramirez from KOB4, comes in and grills Eddie about his residence.
So it's not about and what then, policies he'll have as the mayor or what he wants to do, you know, when he gets into office or if he gets into office. It's all about whether or not he's even qualified for the ballot.
That's right, and it's notable that Chris Ramirez is obviously a leftist type, and Eddie is a rightist type. So there is some motive there. So now the
so
the,
mentioning the mere name of a public candidate gets you dumped.
Yes, I have confirmed that more than once by my back channels into KKKOB radio.
I mean, this would be great news if they applied this consistently across all candidates ever for anything. This would be great news.
Right. And so Eddie gets sued. A Democrat voter who is voting for his supporting his competition, supporting the sheriff against Eddie, she files a lawsuit with the help of a lawyer, Thomas Grover, I believe it is, who coincidentally is a former APD cop turned lawyer. And she sues him because he lives in his business, and that makes him not a resident of Albuquerque, even though his business is in Albuquerque. And the end of the story is that, as everybody would expect, the judge tossed out the lawsuit, saying that this is a zoning issue, not a civil rights, whether you can vote or be a candidate issue, because he obviously, as a 11th generation New Mexican, having lived in and worked in Albuquerque for the last 10 years since returning here, and being his business being firmly in the city limits of Albuquerque, is qualified to be on the ballot. And Linda Silver, the clerk in charge of the election in Albuquerque, says the same thing as well. She says until a judge tells her to take him off, she's not taking him off.
Well, all of this over a candidate in a city where basically if you're a Republican, you have no chance of winning. They're freaking out.
Well, I guess we've reached the end of no such thing as bad publicity.
They're freaking out over the owner of Kiva, which is the radio station we're on, by the way. We're on there. I think we're on right now. They're in Albuquerque. It's just a crazy situation. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160. The Libertarians are saying mass noncompliance. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Businessman Man.
I'm the captain.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. That's the point of the show. Also, want to make sure you know about Intercoin. We told you about Intercoin last year. It can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. If there's a token you want to launch or an app that you want to build, you can go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some Intercoins for yourself. That's Intercoin.org. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gents.
What's on your mind?
I was good to receive friendly fire.
Major Payne, what's going on?
Yeah. You guys were talking about, I believe it was Ecuador that took Bitcoin as their national currency. El Salvador. All right. Well, I can't believe or blame some of the people for being a little PO'd because they're getting something shoved down their throat they had no call in.
Yep.
You know, so that's understandable. But anyway, I wanted to call in on the brief history of our fearless, brainless leader, old China Joe. There was one of his cohorts that had spent his whole life as a career politician in Washington and watched all the voting through the House of Representatives and whatnot. And he said, old China Joe's been on the wrong side of every vote he made for 42 years. And this is before he was even thought of as being a presidential candidate, right? And so now we go fast forward to where we are right now. Well, Trump had the border sealed up. He opened that up.
Trump didn't have the border sealed up.
Well, he had it a lot more sealed up and on the way to proceeding to finish the job than any other
wrong
president.
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit divided on the whole border thing, and he sure talked a good game. He sure talked a good game about, I'm going to finally do what those Republicans have been always promising you. He talked a good game and he did nothing. He could have. He could have just done the thing. And I'm not saying that would have been great. I'm not sure.
It's amazing to me still the phrases that come out of the show.
Because he had too many insiders in the snake pit surrounding him. He was fought against for his whole tenure. You know, everything he really got through, he had to arm wrestle for.
But there are a couple of things that if he'd actually stuck his nose to the grindstone, he could have gotten done. Oh, like end the wars. He could have just said, all right, this is going to suck, guys, but everybody come home now.
Well, and this is
Well, speaking of which, we're going
to
go
And now
to,
Biden gets to end more wars than he did. I'm not happy about that.
No, well, Biden has been lighting dumpster fires all over his history behind him. And what we're dealing with now, this is Gafghanistan. It's another giant dumpster fire.
Well, we understand, and I would agree, I think, that Biden is a historically, you know, terrible politician. He's one of those people that spent his whole life.
One of the inventors of the drug war, for one thing.
Yeah. He's one of those people that spent literally his entire life doing politics. He's never done anything useful.
Freaking tyrant.
If you don't like me, vote for the other Biden.
He was right in there giving the Mexicans M16s. What was that smuggling issue there was a while back. Ended up killing an ATF agent with one of the guns.
Oh, yeah. If we give all these cartels a bunch of M16s, but we put barcodes on them, I'm sure we'll know exactly where they go, and that'll help us fight the drug war.
Thanks, Major Payne, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
To marry Major Payne's call with David from New Mexico's call, can anybody tell me why anybody should be qualified to rule your life?
Now you just got me thinking of marrying Major Payne with David in New Mexico and what that would result in. Sorry, what was the actual point you were making?
I don't remember. That was too funny.
No, he has a very good point. Like, there are these psychopaths that are the worst that humanity has ever produced.
Like, really?
And they claim to govern you.
Nobody is qualified to run your life, literally.
Except for you.
Except for yourself. You know, and unless, of course, you, you know, figure out that you're not capable or you want to give that over to somebody else voluntarily.
Yeah, if you want Joe Biden to tell you how to live, then you should be able to make that choice.
Right.
You are allowed to give him power over you. You are allowed to give your government to Joe Biden if you want to, but you are not allowed to give my government to Joe Biden.
And so if you want to have Obama as your leader, if you want to have Bush or Bush 2 or Clinton as your leader, if you want any of these a-holes, if you want to have them as your leader, you are free to go and follow them. And you always have been.
If that's who you want governing you.
What you don't have is the right to force that person onto anybody else.
Amazingly, Newsweek, of all places, wrote a story. I mentioned it earlier in the show, but I actually want to share it here about libertarians. I couldn't believe it. I mean, libertarians almost get no press nationwide, but for whatever reason, Dara Roche.
We're the country's dirty little secret that there's actually people who don't want to be governed by you.
Yeah, the Libertarian Party, which, again, normally is not worth writing about as far as headlines are concerned, strongly criticized Joe Biden's decision to introduce vaccine mandates and urged, quote, mass noncompliance, unquote, with new requirements. And this is in regards to the executive orders coming out on Thursday, which we discussed here about federal employees, except for the Congress people and their staff, ordered to get vaccinated. And then the new Department of Labor OSHA rule that will mandate that businesses with more than 100 employees have to get their people vaccinated or tested weekly. The official Twitter account of the Libertarian Party criticized the new mandates following the announcement Thursday.
Finally.
And several of the party's state branches did the same. They tweeted, quote, "We told you we are hashtag already against the next mandate. With Biden's latest executive order, he is directly attacking the bodily autonomy of millions of people." They said further, "This is not leadership. This is abuse of power. This is not a representative democracy. This is tyranny." In a later tweet, they wrote that, quote, "Vaccine mandates will not lead to wider trust in science. It will only lead to hashtag mass noncompliance." In a response to a tweet from Biden's official account, they wrote, "You're not a dictator. You can't force vaccines on people." Well, it seems like he actually can and will.
That remains to be seen.
Vaccines on people.
That remains to be seen. Well, so two things. People with courage can just not do this.
I agree.
And people with less courage can go, "Hey, one of the two big gangs is about to protect me." And they can just not do this, too. And wait for the Republican National Committee to file the lawsuits. And
that's
be like,
not going to protect people. What's going to happen if those lawsuits aren't successful? Then are all those Republicans just going to say, "Well, roll up my sleeve. Okay, no. The court said so."
What the libertarian?
How long is it going to take for that to be a lawsuit?
What the libertarians, and not just the party, but people who value liberty and freedom all around, should be participating in mass noncompliance. They are correct about that.
Yes.
The only way out of this is mass noncompliance. The more people that don't comply, the better off we're going to be. Start not complying.
That's the
now.
Truth. There's no better time than now to start that process of saying no. 603-283-6160. It feels good, by the way, to say no. You should try it. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The world is marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. President Biden and former Presidents Obama and Clinton attended the ceremony at the National 9/11 Monument in New York City. Mike Lowe's daughter was on the first flight that hit the World Trade Center.
These 20 years have felt like both a long time and a short time. And as we recite the names of those we lost, my memory goes back to that terrible day when it felt like an evil specter had descended on our world.
Foreign leaders sent messages honoring the fallen in the attacks. Citizens from more than 90 countries were also lost on that day. There was also an event at the Pentagon. A bell was rung as each name of the 184 people who died was read aloud. This is USA Radio News. For the first time in the Texas mask wars, Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing 6 school districts that have defied Governor Greg Abbott's ban on local masking orders. He said the schools were doing unlawful political maneuvering. The governor's executive order bars local officials from compelling people to wear masks. Until this week, Abbott and Paxton have been on defense as several school districts, cities, and counties in the state's major metropolitan areas have sued over the order or just outright ignored it. Some 85 school districts and 6 counties have instituted mask mandates of some kind in defiance of Abbott's ban, citing the need to protect school children too young to get the vaccine amid the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. Abbott had called on Texas lawmakers to send him a bill that would definitively stop school officials from requiring students, teachers, and other school employees to wear facial coverings. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us at number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Beardo number 3.
We're talking about the libertarians actually getting a little bit of press from Newsweek. Must have been a slow week there at Newsweek because they're actually reporting on.
So are they getting a little depressed?
A little bit of press.
A little bit of press.
The libertarians are actually getting news coverage, which almost never happens.
Libertarians were Voldemort.
It almost never happens outside of New Hampshire. Where
wait. What's a libertarian?
It's somebody that believes in freedom, somebody that believes that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm somebody else. That's kind of a libertarian.
Since they don't get press, I just thought we should...
Yeah, that's an important question to answer. But yeah, generally, if you're outside of New Hampshire, if you're a libertarian, you don't get any press coverage. I mean, you're completely ignored, you're completely on the sidelines, you're not worth talking about. And that's why what they're saying here, they're not wrong. Libertarians saying that people need to engage in mass noncompliance with the new mandates on vaccines. People should have been doing mass noncompliance on all of the government mandates. I mean, this shouldn't have been the line in the sand, but hey, if that's what it takes, then okay.
I'll say this about the official libertarians, better late than never.
Yes, no doubt. Libertarian Party of New Hampshire even gets a quote here from their tweet. They say, "We will not comply, nullify all federal mandates." Now, that's why the New Hampshire guys,
spirit.
You got to love those guys over at the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. They get it. And we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We got Ed. He's on the line in Columbia. They're in South Carolina, listening to WQXL. Go ahead, Ed.
Yes, I got a question for you. Our president is grabbing power, and you used the word before the break, tyranny, and we're seeing it more and more. What does the libertarian picture or video, if I were to play it 5 years from now and there was a reaction to this tyranny, I mean, like, I haven't worn a mask. I'm not taking the vaccine. My family's not taking the vaccine, but yet they wear the mask when they have, when they're told to. So, and we have a wonderful governor here that's going to drive Biden down to the gates of hell, what he said. But my question is, when is tyranny so strong that you react in the way the Second Amendment describes?
Well, personally, I don't believe in violence as a solution. I think that if you engage in violence, you essentially are using the tools
if
that the state would use.
If you act on the Second Amendment, then you go down. And that's
that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so exactly. Here's my suggestion is get yourself a community.
Yeah, so that's what the libertarians are doing, at least the smart ones. The smart ones are making the move to New Hampshire as part of either the Free State Project or just individually people coming here and joining together to actually gather to a community of libertarians. So that way we can actually back each other up physically in real life. And again, I don't advocate for violence. I don't blame somebody for getting upset. I don't blame somebody for turning towards that. I can understand that's what, you know, anger does, is it makes people want to get revenge and
me down and stab something into me, there's going to be 20 or 50 people around me, and it doesn't even matter whether we have guns or not. There's going to be 20 or 50 people around me saying, you can't do that.
Yeah, and if you have enough people, you don't need
to. Now, let me ask this.
Well, I'd like to finish the answer, if you don't mind. If you have enough people, you don't need violence. If you have enough people to say no, they don't have enough jail cells in which they can put all of those people. So if you've got enough people, not only can you win a political election, but you can also just flat out refuse to obey any sort of diktat from the government. So mass noncompliance in a geographic area is the most important aspect. Because if you noncomply all by yourself in a city like San Francisco, you're just going into the clink and no one's going to, you know, be able to hear from you again.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. Absolutely. When you're not wearing a mask and everybody else is, you know, I've exactly felt like that. And, so you have Australia is like a prison.
Yes, it is.
Paris is going crazy.
Australia is
so,
the warning.
It really is. It's the picture of our future if we don't do exactly what you're saying. If we don't band together and do like those people did with Trader Joe's out in California and all walk into a store and lay the cash on the counter and walk out. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
But I do have another question.
Well, I also saw the video where they blocked the people from leaving Trader Joe's. I don't know where that one took place, but they refused to allow them to leave the store after laying cash down. They actually forced the money back into their hands and demanded they give the products back. So
I guess you call that saving faith.
It's played out differently. Sorry, Captain, go ahead.
I wanted to just say, Ed, that my philosophy here is that, you know, armed rebellion, if it was going to happen, it should have happened already, right? So then what's the next strategy? Well, I think that it's far better to build the new thing that works better than it is to fight the old thing. And our Buckminster Fuller,
that's my next question,
has this quote, and it is, you never change things by fighting the existing reality.
Right.
To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. And so we're, for the first time in human history, we have some of this coming to fruition. Cryptocurrency is one of them.
So what do you think about this movement of American nationals? I mean, it kind of resembles the sovereignty thing that was 40 years ago, but it's regarding the law of the land. Instead of being a citizen, but you are a American national governed by the Constitution,
you have
not by a code.
A bunch of people that agree with you on that. That's
I'm
what
not saying
matters.
I'm either way on
well,
it.
No,
I'm
that's the
you.
Thing. So, like, they're not wrong-headed about this. But here's the thing. So I can just skip all that. There are people around me who know what my rights are. They know what I'm entitled to. And it's, I mix my labor with nature, and I make deals with people. They know what belongs to me. So all this can just get skipped over, because here's what matters. Who agrees with you? Who's around you that knows that that's the truth?
That's what makes things reality, is when people agree on a thing and they're together in a place. I don't know what these this movement you're talking about, the American National, is it somehow related to, like, sovereigns, or what is it? Tell me a little bit more.
Kind of like sovereigns. I could send you a link or something if you want. But it's got to do with taking the right steps to separate yourself from citizenship, and that way it's kind of similar to that sovereignty movement. Mm-hmm. But it's really not about sovereignty. It's about being governed by the law of the land.
I have gotten caught up in these
things. Hold on. Before you go on, the law of the land is a bunch of BS because you didn't write it. I didn't write it. We didn't agree to it.
The common law.
The Constitution. Okay, well, that's different.
Right. Now, if by the common law, the law of the land, you mean people around you? Yeah, absolutely. The people around you determine what is real.
Yeah.
And if you want
to. It's kind of like maritime law, but it's the law.
Then don't get caught up. Don't get caught up learning a whole bunch of particulars. Get caught up with actually forming relationships with human beings around you.
That's good advice.
That's the most difficult thing of today's common person. They don't even know their neighbors.
They're disconnected, for sure. Thanks, Ed, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue. We got Jen on the line in Nevada calling from Vegas. Go ahead, Jen.
Hey, so I'm a software engineer, and I've worked from home for 6 years for the same company and then 11 years previously in the office. But we're a healthcare company, and on Friday night at 5 p.m., funny, they sent an email out saying that we will follow the government guidelines and that everyone has to be vaccinated. We'll let you know more later, which, of course, I have not taken the jab. I am a protester here and everything. So,
and you work from home.
I work from home, so they didn't say the details yet, so I'm waiting to see. But there's no way I'm taking the jab.
Yeah, well, because, you know, the virus can jump through your computer and travel over the Internet and infect you in your own home from somewhere else.
Well, is that what a computer virus is?
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys know, but it's Peggy Hall for the Healthy American. She's in Orange County. And she has been fighting this and, like, no masks, all this stuff. And she has put down the religious exemption, which people are using, and Robert Barnes. Well,
we have got to form our own ways of doing commerce. We have to form our own companies where we're free together.
Well, I'm curious to know what happens, Jen. Let us know. Give us a call. Let us know how this pans out. It sounds like you think there might be a chance you can keep this job. I'm curious to know how that pans out for you. Again, she works in the healthcare industry. Thanks for the call tonight. Of course, a lot of these healthcare people are mandating this, and the feds are now saying if you take Medicare or Medicaid, you have to import
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Join us here if you want. The number is open for you at 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to Jared H., who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. That means Jared is contributing at least $10 a month to the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. And that is a way to help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations around the United States and bring new people on board with the ideas of freedom. So if you like what we do here, then that is a great way to help support the show. Like Jared H. has done over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks, get some bennies.
Thanks, Jared.
Yep, that's ampamp.freetalklive.com. It's Ian Peekless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass in the studio. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, he's John in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. I wanted to mention somebody earlier, I don't know which one of you it was, said that you don't believe in violence. I remember someone saying that.
Yeah, I said
that. Who you know, want to know who does believe in violence?
Government.
The government gang.
The state.
Yeah.
The state certainly most does believe
in
violence.
I don't want to be like them. I mean, look, I'm fine with people using violence to defend themselves. I get that. That's totally legitimate to me. I just don't think it's going to be a good plan when it comes to the state. I think you got to be more creative.
The state doesn't use violence to defend itself. The state uses violence to take power from people. That's what they use violence for.
Correct. Yes, that's correct.
It sounds to me like you're trying to ask, how do we get power back to ourselves? And
well, you can't get power back from these maniacs. These maniacs.
We absolutely can. We absolutely do get power back, even though they stole it from us, even though they mind washed us the whole way, because we can form communities, we can trade with each other, and trade is a miracle where we become more powerful with each other.
Have you seen these people lately in the way that they act when they get a little bit of power underneath of their belts? These people are nothing but tyrants. How the hell we ever got to the point where we have a bunch of psychologically unstable people running our country right into a ditch? I'll never know, man.
Oh, I know. It's public education.
Mm. Yeah, well, maybe so.
Too many people giving them power.
Something really needs to be done before it's too late, because like I said, these people are vampires, man. They're going to hold on. And
you're right. Something needs to be done, and that something is real simple. Breathe air, drink water, eat food, and love people. That's
they don't
all
know
it
what
takes.
Love is. I told you they're psychologically
unstable. Yes, they are psychopaths.
They don't believe in compassion.
Right.
Nor do they believe in love.
How
they
do we fight
money and power?
How do we fight the fear? How do we fight fear? We fight fear with love.
The state needs to be crumbled, man. It needs to be crushed.
Yes.
That's
the only way you're
going to
do it. You're not going to do it with violence. You can't crush the state. They've got tanks. They've got bombs. They will fight you back. They will fight with everything they have to keep their legitimacy. The way you destroy them is to, as you said, Captain, build the alternatives.
Yes.
Focus on those alternatives. And focus your energy and your money and your time there.
Believe it or not, open a history book and you'll see that the state will crush itself.
Yes.
We might actually be in a very nice position to see the state crush itself. And if and when that actually occurs, if we already have infrastructure in place that is independent of the state, then we can finally have an opportunity to actually be free.
You just walk away and with very little,
the state crushes itself, we build our way out of its footprint.
We got to start building now, though. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. Let's go to Bob. He's in West Virginia listening in Charleston to WVTS. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, this mandate that's President Biden wishes to impose on the American people is based on a false reading of a Supreme Court case. And that would be Jacobson versus Massachusetts, 197 U.S. 11.
Is that the one with the, was it smallpox vaccine when that was mandated?
Correct. That is absolutely correct. Yes, sir. And what they basically, the Supreme Court said that the state of Massachusetts has police power and that they passed it through the legislature. It is actually a statute that was passed in Massachusetts in 1905. And it was not and so given its police powers and that it was passed through the legislature, it wasn't just an executive order.
Mm-hmm.
It is lawful for the state of Massachusetts to mandate under statute mandatory vaccine.
Well, I get the legal distinction you're making. I'd just like to point out that I don't care. I don't care if a state legislature passes something. It makes it no more legitimate to me. These are all a bunch of strangers who are trying to enforce their will upon my life, and I'm not interested in complying with them or any of these executive orders or any of this nonsense.
With Mr. Joe Biden, who is the federal executive of the United States.
Do you believe him?
Given that's what he's doing. Well,
do you believe him? He claims government over you. Do you believe him?
No, Mr. Wizard. I'm sorry.
Mr. Wizard.
You're a smart guy.
Me neither.
Okay, here's the deal. That's how you beat him. It's simple. You simply state that 197 U.S. 11 doesn't apply to his authority whatsoever, and it does not. And
all he'll say, it's a state of emergency. I can do whatever I want.
He can say that, but it doesn't apply.
What if the courts agree?
How about this?
Hold on. What if the courts agree with him?
They're not going to agree with him because it'll go all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Well, that's a very optimistic view. What were you going to say, Peekless?
I was about to say, how about I ain't the sort of thing you can govern. You got no right to govern me. Now, if you want case law on that, I can give you Lansing versus Smith, which the reason we overthrew a king was so that we could devolve those powers onto the people.
Okay.
And I am the people.
Okay, it's not going to go. It's not going to pass muster with the courts. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
because
they are also illegitimately claiming government over you.
If it does pass muster with the courts, are you going to roll up your sleeve and obey?
It's not going to. It's not going to pass muster with the courts.
You didn't answer my question.
What is your question?
If it does pass muster with the courts, if you're wrong, are you going to roll up your sleeve and obey?
I'll get back to you on that.
Well, okay, I'll tell you something.
I don't do
a blood ritual for them.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate your call tonight, man.
Yeah.
Thank
well,
you, man. Appreciate it. We're continuing here. Unscreen caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
Hey, my name's David. I'm actually running for California governor. I just stumbled on your Twitch channel, so I'm just checking it out.
All right,
I wanted to call in because I saw the number.
Why are you running for governor of California, and why should people care?
Well, the main thing is a lot of the people that I know have left, and obviously anyone who's living. I'm in the L.A. area, so I've been considering leaving myself. Mm-hmm. I've got three little kids. So a lot of
yeah, I was going to ask,
like,
instead of running for governor, why don't you run from? But go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
I'll tell you. You know, a lot of people that I know, they're like, well, you know, I'm going to just buy a house out in the woods and have a gun, and, you know, they can get me there. But the thing is, I feel like we really need to take, you know, the fight to where it's happening. In L.A., we have the vaccine passport that's mm-hmm. starting to get rolled out. New York just accepted it without any fight, which is insane. And here in West Hollywood, which is, you know, primarily a gay male community, that just recently went through discrimination, segregation, they just, without batting an eyelash, they're enforcing a vaccine passport in West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, God, they were just, you know, you would think that that would be a group that would be defending, you know, a group like an unvaccinated group and not discriminate against them. But
it is ironic that an oppressed group doesn't recognize oppression. It is ironic.
Yeah, and you feel, I feel like this is the most recent group at that table, you know, that just had to deal with this.
I get you, man. What's your belief system? Can you sum it up in, like, one sentence?
Yeah, I'm 1,000% against every single one of these mandates. You know, they told us 14 days to flatten the curve, and now we're at 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep tightening the screws, and Biden yesterday saying his patience is wearing thin. Who the hell is this guy?
What are you for?
Seriously.
I mean, I get that you're against all this bad stuff, but what are you for?
I'm for freedom, man.
Okay.
Just plain and simple.
What are you going to do when you lose the election?
I'm going to keep running. Yeah, there's three things.
That's sad, man.
Could I make a suggestion?
Get
yourself
for sure.
around some other people that believe the way you do. Some people that will be a community that will lift you up and help you.
Yeah.
So that we can do something else.
And a lot of those people are leaving California. Now, some of them, you know, if they're right-wingers, they're probably going to places like Texas. If you, however, believe in freedom, if you actually are like a liberty-minded person, I highly recommend you check out 101reasonsfilm.com. Go watch. It's an hour long. It's not going to take a lot of your time. The 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. That's where people are coming from. Peekless, you came from Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Captain, you came from Seattle, Washington. I came from Florida. There's people coming out here from California, from all parts of the planet that actually love liberty and are actually winning political election and are actually in the state house. And there's like a vaccine mandate ban here in New Hampshire. We'll see you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.